வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of June 1973 in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam.
Vallabha Srimad Bhagavatam. Vastaman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Sankunda Radha Kunda Giriyodhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Ramadev Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Yamuna Maya Ki Jai तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल लॉर्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल लॉर्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल लॉर्ड थैंक यू वेरी मच
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः
नद्यः समुद्रा गिरयः
सवनस्पति विरुदा
सवनस्पति विरुदा
फलन्त्योषधयः सर्वा
फलन्त्योषधयः सर्वा
काममन्वृतुतस्य वै
काममन्वृतुतस्य वै
Translation: The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs, in every season, paid their tax quota to the king in profusion.
So, everything in nature has to give something. That is the order. Everything that we see, Nadya, the river, why God has created the river? It has got a function. Similarly, Samudra, the oceans, similarly, the hills, mountains, giraya, sa vanaspati, vegetables, all these vegetables which are growing, each and every vegetable, creeper, has some service. We do not know. Because we do not know the use of these vegetable creepers, we go to the doctor, physician. Otherwise, if somebody is ill, the medicine is there. We do not know how to utilize it. Still, in remote villages, in forests, they do not come to the physician, doctors. The hills, the aborigines, they know so many drugs for toothache. We go to the dentist and they extract the teeth. But I have read in Ayurvedic medicine there is a drug, a root. Only if you touch this side of the mouth, all the germs collected within the teeth, they will come out. I have seen it. Sometimes in the year 1931 or 1932, I had a very severe tooth pain. So I was taken by my servant in the jungle to some these vaids. They cured me. And the dentist could not. I attended so many times to the dentist. I have got my practical experience. And in the Ayurvedic literature, there is mention some drug, the root only, if you touch here, the germs collected in the teeth, they will come out. In the corner of the teeth, some germs, sometimes it is itching, they are all germs. So they will come out, sometimes pains in the toe. They are germs. The germ theory is all right. But they want to cure these germs in different way. But by nature's way, there are so many drugs and roots and creepers that can cure all the diseases. Similarly, the river has its function to supply water all the year. During rainy season, the water is collected on the top of the hill. It is stocked there by God's arrangement. And they come down, just like we, by power pump, we get water down to the top of the roof and stock there. Similarly, on high level of hills and mountains, water is stocked. Sometimes they are stocked in ice form, not in liquid form. So according to the seasonal changes, the ice become melted and the water is supplied. It comes through the river. The same thing is there, but because we have now turned to become demons, the rivers sometimes overflow, killing so many men and animals, and the loss. Actually, everything is made for kamam, for supplying our necessities. And as soon as we are disobedient to God, demons, nature will give you punishment. Instead of supplying you water is there, it will overflow, you will be in trouble. So these rascals, they cannot see how nature is strong and it is controlling everything. Prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti mannat. Everything is perfectly being done by nature. Nature is appointed by Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, maya dhakshina prakriti sriyate sacharacharam, under my control. So, prakriti will work very nicely, provided you are also nice, Krishna conscious. If you are not nice, then devidhyesa gunamai mama maya durattaya. My prakriti, my energy is very strong. Durattaya. These rascals, they are trying to control this flood, government. So much money they have wasted, but still in this quarter there is havoc. Therefore, devidhyesa gunamai mama maya durattaya. You cannot control the nature's way. That is not possible. How nature can be controlled? Māmīva japrapadyanti māyāmītāṁ. This is the law. If you become disobedient to God, then prakriti or nature will give you trouble in so many ways. And as soon as you become submissive, surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be no more natural disturbance. I have heard in 1898, I was born in 1896, so I have heard, I have seen also, I remember, in Calcutta there was very virulent type of plague epidemic. In 1898, so, Calcutta became devastated. All people practically left Calcutta. Daily hundreds and hundreds of people had died. I was 1 year old or 1.5 year old. I have seen what was happening. But there was a plague epidemic that I did not know. Later on I heard from my... So, one Babaji, he organized Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Sankirtan. When there was no other way, so he organized Sankirtan all over Calcutta. And in Sankirtan, all people, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Parsi, everyone joined. And they were coming, they were going road to road, street to street, entering in every house. So, that Mahatma Gandhi Road, 151, you have seen, the Sankirtan party, we received very nicely. There was light, and I was very small. I was also dancing, I can remember. Just like our small children sometimes dances. I remember, I could see only up to the knees of the persons who had joined. So the plague subsided. This is a fact, everyone who knows history of Calcutta. The plague was subsided by Sankirtan movement. Of course, we do not recommend that Sankirtan should be used for some material purpose, that is Namapura, Namapura. Shamma Subhakriya Mati Pramana. Sankirtan, you can utilize Sankirtan for some material purpose, but that is not allowed. That is Namaparat. Because Nam, the holy name of Krishna, and Krishna, they are identical. You cannot utilize Krishna for your personal material benefit. That is Aparat. Krishna is the Lord. You cannot engage the Lord for your service. Similarly, you cannot utilize the holy name of the Lord for some material purpose. That is not allowed. So anyway, because Jeeja Thamang Prapadante, if you wanted some material benefit by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you'll get it. But that is Namapara. So you won't get the ecstasy of loving God. That is the aim of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. How you shall elevate yourself to the platform of loving God. That is required. Sabhi pumsang parvo dharma yato bhakti ragata. Not for utilizing the holy name for some material purpose. But this happened. We have got experience. I have heard, I have seen. So, everything, the rivers, the seas, oceans, the mountains, the hills, the forest, the creepers, the vegetables, sarva kamam anurit, according to seasonal changes, everything has got meaning. So, if we are honest, just like in prison house, jail, although the prisoners are criminals, condemned, still there is arrangement for your comfort also by the God. There is arrangement of supplying food and all other necessities of life. Recently in Ahmedabad, when I was visiting, the prison authorities also invited us for kirtan. So I saw the criminals, prisoners. Sabarmati jail, yes, where Gandhi was also in prison, during the political movement. So Gandhi's room, where Gandhi was staying, they showed me and I sat down there. So, there is very good arrangement for the comforts of the prisoners, if they abide by the laws. Similarly, although this material world is just like prison house. Prison house, we living entities, we have come here as punishment. Krishna phuliya jeev bhogavancha kore pasete mayatare japotiya dhore. Now we are under the control of this external energy, material energy. We have become controlled, just like we become controlled by the prison authorities when we are criminals, not ordinarily. Ordinarily we are free. Those who are not within the walls of prison house, they are free. They are acting wherever they like, they are going. But within the law, similarly, we have got freedom. There are living entities, their number is greater. Nitya mukta, ever liberated. They live in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, planets. Nitya mukta. Nitya mukta means eternally liberated. They never come down in this material. And we are nitya bodha, ever conditioned, eternally conditioned. Eternally conditioned means we cannot be eternally conditioned because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our natural position is ever liberated, eternally liberated. But because we wanted to imitate Krishna, we wanted to become Krishna, as the Mayavadis want to do. Therefore, in the spiritual world, Krishna is the only enjoyer. Ekameva advityam. Aham bhoktanam jagratavasam sarvaloka maheswaram. Sarvaloka. Not only of the Vaikuntha lokas, planets, but these planets also. Everywhere, Krishna is the supreme proprietor. Therefore, he is the supreme enjoyer. We cannot be enjoyer. We can simply be servitor. That is our natural position. Just like a dog, when it serves a nice master, he is happy. Otherwise, it is street dog. Nobody cares for it. Street dog. And street dog has no position. And sometimes they are killed. Similarly, when we live under the full protection of the Supreme Law, that is our healthy condition. That is our real life. And as soon as we give up this position to be subordinate, to be predominated by the Supreme Lord, then we are bewildered. We are thrown into this, under the control of this material nature. And according to our work, we get different bodies. There are 8,400,000 forms of bodies, and we get one body after another. Tatha dehantaram prapti dhiras tattva namayati. This is called ever condition. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bhita. In this way, we are wandering from one species of life to another, one planet to another. In this way, the Brahmanda, this universe, is very, very big. And there is immense opportunity. You become sometimes demigod, sometimes dog, sometimes cat, sometimes tree. In this way, we are wandering. But this human form of life, especially those who are born in India, now it is not limited within India. By grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his prediction, prithivite ache jatana gradita. Now, the Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is being distributed all over the world, all parts of the world. That is the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the opportunity of getting out from the control of the material nature by accepting bhakti-lata-bija.